If you have your Bible, turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And while you're turning, I want to say, we really need to pray for our nation and our nation's leader during this time of transition. We need to pray for the little nation of Israel like we've never prayed for before. They're standing at a crossroads tonight in a place that they've never been. There's a man there that says he's going to stand, and having done all, stand. They're not willing to compromise this time, and I don't think God's going to want them to. Amen? So we need to stand with that little nation of Israel, and we need to pray for America tonight. Amen? You hear what I said? We need to pray for America tonight because we've took a step that we should have never taken, and we've went in a direction that we should have never went. And because of that, there's going to be a consequence. Amen? Just like there has been many, many times before when we turn our back on that little nation of Israel, God's chosen people that He put on earth to be a blessing. And He said in Genesis 12, He said, I'll bless those that bless Israel, and I will curse those that curse Israel. Many times we've seen the curse of God fall upon this nation because we've turned our back on that little nation of Israel. Let me just share this. Can I share this with you this evening before we get into the Word? So I was pinning down today the times that we've tried to stand and try to direct Israel or try to persuade Israel to do something that God didn't want them to do. And we've had this same thing take place this past Friday with this Security Council Resolution 2334. And we had an opportunity for the United States to stand up and cast a vote no on this thing. See, we done that in September of 2015. Our nation's leader, with great persuasion, stood up, and when they brought this same thing before the Security Council, and the Security Council said we're going to pass this, and the United States of America stood up and said, no, we can't do that. And while the economists were saying, well, America's on their way down, there's going to be a decline in America in the end of 2015 like we've never seen before. But because in September of 2015, America stood up and said, no, we're going to stand with Israel one more time. God, for the past 16 months, has blessed us beyond measure. They can't even comprehend. They don't even understand why we're so blessed and why the economy ain't already took a tailspin. Well, I tell you why, because God is blessing America because we blessed the nation of Israel. Amen? But we have a situation here where the United States has stood with the United Nations and we've cursed Israel. Amen? We have cursed Israel. This entire nation has cursed Israel because we are a nation as a whole. Our leaders have stood up as representatives of us and cursed the nation of Israel. You can just see where we stand. Because every time we've done this, the consequences have been severe. I've gotten at least 10 times I know of in history where America has stood against Israel or tried to push things on Israel, and America has stood in a curse. In the UN Resolution 446, Jimmy Carter, 2 days after that, on March the 28th, 1979, we had one of the greatest catastrophes that America had ever seen. One of our nuclear reactors, remember it? One of our nuclear 3 Mile Island, we had the 3 Mile Island incident 3 days after that Jimmy Carter said, we need to have this resolution of land for peace. We had one of the worst nuclear reactor burnouts that America had ever had. Right up there in Dufferin, Pennsylvania. Amen? In October the 30th, 1991, George Herbert Walker Bush, He said we need to trade. A territorial compromise is essential for peace, and he wanted them to swap land and give away land. And the Bible says that, but history tells us, the Bible tells us that when he done that, they called it a perfect storm was brewing out on the coast, off the coast. A perfect storm. 1,000 miles, amen. 1,000 miles. This perfect storm went in the wrong direction, in a direction they didn't even predict it to go, with 35-foot waves, and it slammed the home of George Herbert Walker Bush in Kennebunkport, Maine. Coincidence, right? Just a coincidence. No, it's when we stand against God's people, we will be punished. In August the 23rd, 1992, the Madrid Peace Conference moved to Washington, D.C. The next day, there was a hurricane called Andrew. It made landfall in Florida. $30 billion in damage. That said, to that date was the worst natural disaster to come upon man in the history of our nation. January the 16th, 1994, President Clinton met with President Assad of Syria, discussed Israel giving up the Golan Heights, told them they need to pull off and give them the Golan Heights. Within 24 hours, the Northridge earthquake hit Southern California. It's the second worst disaster in our U.S. history. Just a few hours later. How many times does this have to repeat itself before we wake up? Before the light comes on and say, you know what? We better just stand with Israel. Amen. In January the 21st, 1998, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, received a cold reception but from President Clinton, Secretary Albright. They refused to have lunch with him. The same day, the Monica Lewinsky scandal come out in the news. And his presidency just fell into shreds from that time on. How many times do we have to do things before we begin to realize that there is a God and He's real? In September the 28th, 1998, Secretary Albright finalized the plan to Israel to give up 13% of Judea and Samaria. That day, Hurricane George slammed the Gulf Coast with winds in excess of 175 miles per hour. Coincidence? I don't think so. May the 3rd, 1999, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, to hold a conference, declared Palestinian state with Jerusalem as its capital. It was endorsed by our president. He said that day, the most powerful tornadoes in history hit Oklahoma and Kansas with wind speeds of excess of 316 miles per hour. Coincidence? I don't think so. And it just goes on and on. In April the 30th, 2003, the Road to Peace, remember that? It was presented to Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon by the U.S. Ambassador Daniel Kurtzer. He was the one that presented our U.S. ambassador. And over the next 7 days, U.S. was hit by record 412 tornadoes. The largest band of tornadoes in history of the world. Coincidence? I don't think so. In 2005, George Walker Bush, he convinced Israel to move all their settlements, all their settlers from Gaza, and turn it over to the Palestinians. The last settlers were removed from Gaza on August the 23rd, 2005. Now listen to this. And on that day, a storm called Katrina started to build off the coast, and it fed such destruction over New Orleans, the city of New Orleans, that they still haven't got over it, causing billions and billions of dollars in disaster. Just a coincidence? I don't think so. We better buckle up. We better batten down the hatches and pull in the shutters, because we're fixing to have to ride a storm. But in May the 19th, 2011, Barack Obama told Israel they must return to the pre-1967 borders. 3 days later, a half-mile-wide EF5 multi-vortex tornado ripped through Joplin, Missouri, the costliest single tornado in American history. Coincidence? I don't think so. You see, it was in 2015 when Obama denied the UN and said, no, you know what? We're not going to put sanctions on it. We're going to stand with Israel, because there was a great uprising of the American people, and they said, Israel is our friend. And we've been blessed for 16 months. But now he's on his way out, and he's trying to fulfill his agenda. And he's trying to destroy that little nation of Israel. But he don't realize that he's going to take America down with her if he ain't very careful. But I want to say that there is a God, and He's real. Amen? And praise God, we just need to keep praising Him and looking to Him and giving Him the glory, because we know what He's going to take care of His own, because He always has. Amen. But we may be in, there's certain places that may be in for a rough ride over the next few days. But praise be to God, He's able to deliver us even through that. Amen. I just wanted to give you that day. I got to thinking about that today, and even his own party tried to tell Carrie, he said, don't go out and give this speech. We don't need you to do that. The damage has done been done. But he insisted on going out and making a mockery to the nation of Israel. To just blaspheme them to their face. Amen. He told them they need to either decide whether they were going to be Jewish or a democracy. What choice do they have? God says that nation is a Jewish nation. They're trying to get them to reject who they are. Benjamin Netanyahu said today, he said, we're not going to do that no more. He said, we've done it for the last time. It's time to take a stand. We need to get us a flag, an Israeli flag, Star of David, praise God, fly it off the peak of our house and say, to God be the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God is able. Amen. Why? Because we have our confidence in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's sermon number one. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to share that with you. A lot of times people don't take this serious. But when you see it, history keeps repeating itself and we don't learn from it. That's just ludicrous. That's stupidity. Amen. But we know better, don't we? We're going to stand with that little nation. You say, preacher, why do you give us that? Because we need to tell our children. Because see, they're teaching them in these liberal schools that we need to turn away from it, that we need to take care of ourselves. We don't need to support the nation of Israel. But if we ever quit supporting the nation, I think we ought to give them anything they need. Amen? Anything they need, we ought to put it on a boat, a plane, whatever it takes to get it there. Amen? I think they need to go back to the land grant that Abraham had with God. You talk about making some people mad. But you know what? The truth is, in 1967, they had most of that. And because of peace, because everybody said, peace, peace, they surrendered most of it back. I mean, they had most of Jordan, most of Egypt, all of Syria. They had it. They had all of it. But they handed it back. After 6 days, they took it all. They rose up as having Hanukkah, and they said, this is their time of celebration. They won't be expecting it, and we'll hit them. But the Bible says God neither sleeps nor slumbers. Amen. He had them ready. He had them waiting, praise God, and He hammered them with a sledgehammer. He drove them people back and brought Israel through. Praise God. I said to say this, he can do it again. Amen. He can do it again, and He will. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 1. Amen. Philippians chapter 1. If you have your place, stand and honor the reading of God's Word. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 1. And the Bible says, and Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Now watch this, being confident of this very thing that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on our salvation and our confidence. Our salvation and our confidence. I want to say, praise God, we can have confidence tonight in our salvation, because our salvation is sure in the Lord. Ain't you glad tonight that it's not something fleeting, that you can have one minute and it'll be gone the next? Amen. That's what feeling does. But I want to say, glory be to God, we don't run on feeling. Amen. We run on the grace of God, the truth that He gives us. That God loved us and He sent His only begotten Son, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. And we accept Him and all that He does for us. Praise God. He takes away the burden and the load of sinfulness in our lives. And He gives us a peace that passes even all understanding of men. And He gives us the hope that we need, praise God, to stand confidently in the world and proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to His glory. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, that's exciting. Our confidence is an eternal security. We have the security of the Lord. Now I want to say that security doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from men's wisdom, but it comes from the Lord God of glory Himself. Amen. Our confidence is in the Lord. If we put our confidence in man will let you down. If you put your confidence in someone, before the day's over, probably they'll let you down. They'll leave you discouraged. They'll leave you without hope. But I want to say tonight, when we put our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we have hope eternal. Amen. That hope eternal that we need, praise God, that's that faith with expectation, glory be to God, that something's going to happen in a little while. Amen. You remember when you was a kid, I got thinking about this, and I was out and studied the other day. You remember when you was a young man, praise God, and you got your license, you run around, and you go out and sit in the parking lot, praise God, and you'd sit around waiting on other folks to come. And you thought, we're going to have us a good time in a little bit. We're going to have a good time. Folks are going to show up. We're going to have some good fellowship. We're going to talk and cut up and carry on, pick on one another. You go and you pull up there, you might have been the first one there, praise God. You had an expectation that something good was going to happen. Now, if you wasn't careful, folks would come up and get you in trouble. That good time you thought you were going to have would end up in getting you in some kind of mischief. But thank God, God give us the good sense to stay away from the mischief part. Amen? And we just get together and have a good time, and we talk and cut up and go on and talk about sports and things that happened in school and things like that. Why? Because they was an expectation, praise God, that we had. But I want to say there's an expectation tonight that's far greater than that, and it comes from God. He gives us this great confidence. He gives us a confidence of the eternal security. Amen. He says, being confident, verse 6, he said, being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work. He said, so we have the confidence, and our confidence is in Him that's begun the work. You realize that when we get saved, it's not of ourselves, lest any man should boast. He said, it's by grace, praise God, that bestowed on us from God. He comes down, He touches our heart, and shows us we old sinners in need of a Savior. Gives us the mind and the common sense, praise God, to realize the depths of our heart. Amen. Praise God. Hey, wait, you know what? Most of us already know it in our head. We know that there's no good thing comes out of us. No, there's nothing good in us. But praise God, when the good God of glory begins to move upon us and we realize that we're just old sinners in need of a Savior, glory be to God, the grace of God moves in. He touches our heart through faith and we believe, praise God, to the saving of our souls. Turns us around. Amen. I said it turns us around. Amen. It gets our attention. Sets us on a different course. Gives us the hope that we need, praise God. Why? Because it's His work. He's doing this work in us. And He's doing it for His glory, praise God. He's doing it to make us complete. It's called redemption. Amen. That's what He does. He redeems us, praise God. He buys back. He pays a price for our sin. So that we have complete redemption. He uses complete redemption to make us a complete person. Hello? He makes us a complete person. We are complete only in Christ Jesus. God makes us complete. Without Him, you're not complete. I tell young people all the time, you go out and try to find you a wife, you try to go out and find you a husband, praise God, without the good God of glory in your life, amen, you're wasting your time. Because you'll have somebody, but praise God, you'll still not be complete. But praise God, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you ask Him to forgive you, your sins come in your heart, amen, you believe on Him, glory be to God, then He can send you somebody, and with Him in the midst, praise God, you can become one. Amen. Because you've got a oneness. Amen. You've got the framework to make it happen. You've got the framework to make it work. Praise God. When He calls us, praise God, He saves us by His marvelous grace. In Romans chapter 8, very familiar passage of Scripture, in verse 29, said, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son." And now who's He talking about here? He said, it's God Almighty. Amen? He said, it don't say here that when you decided that you was going to do good, that you made a decision and that God moved upon you. It don't say that. He said He was predestinated, that God predestined, He loved you and He chose you, praise God, from the foundation of the world. It was Him that chose to conform you, amen, to make you an exact copy of Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize before you get out of here, if you love the Lord God Almighty, amen, Lord Jesus Christ, that He's a working on you, a mighty work, and praise God, when that work is finished and you're presented before the Father, you're going to be an exact copy of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, God's doing a work on us. He's doing a work. He wants to do a work, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. He's wanting to change us and rearrange us, amen, for His glory. But He doesn't stop there. He said that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, praise God, them He also glorified. That's in the aorist tense. Praise God. He said it's already been done if you've been born again. Amen. Just go ahead and shout glory to God. Amen, Brother David, like you're shouting around the throne of grace because we've earned a privilege because God has moved upon our heart. He saved us by His marvelous grace and He's taken us to places higher than we've ever been. Amen. Hey, we can't get bogged down and settle down for what we have. Praise God. We can't settle down for what we've had. Praise God. We got to look forward to what we're going to get. Amen. Glory be to God. Just a little while, we're going to get perfection. Amen. Going to be like unto our Lord. Why? Because He's justified. Remember we talked about last Sunday? That's that justification. That means that we've been acquitted of our sinfulness. We've been acquitted of our wrongdoing, praise God, and put on a list of those that's righteous in the eyes of God. Amen. I don't know about you. That's exciting stuff. Praise God. I'm not going to be found guilty. Praise God, because I'm going to trust in the Lord and what He's doing for me. Glory be to God. Because He gave us redemption. He's making us a complete person in Christ Jesus the Lord. Bless His holy name. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, He tells us about that complete person. In verse 14, He said, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." Amen. In other words, He said, the love of God is what pulls us together. Those that Brother Kevin was talking about a while ago, that's deceived. Those that's out in the world, those that's lost without God, those that's not recognizing the power of God. He said, but there's a constraining force, praise God, that keeps them from going off the edge. Amen. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. I say amen to that. And he that died for all, that they which should live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Now watch verse 16. He said, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now how henceforth know we Him no more." You know what it's saying right there? Said, wait, they say it was some that seen Jesus Christ manifest in the flesh, but He said He ain't here in the flesh no more. He said, praise God, we're taking a spiritual journey to a spiritual place. Praise God, we're going to be there with a spiritual God who's going to love us and lead us and help us, praise God, all the days of our life, world without end. Amen. A spiritual relationship. Praise God. Verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." Amen. It says, "Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Amen. A cause to be. By that influence that's moved inside you. You're not the man you used to be. You're not the woman you used to be. Praise God. You're unique. Praise God. And He said, all things are of God. See, what I was saying is because of Him. It ain't because of us. It ain't because we're not saved because we want to be saved. Amen? It's old flesh. It would keep dragging us into the pit. But praise God, there's an influence that comes in. The influence I have that gives us a confidence, praise God, that calling, that wooing is of God. You come to where we're at. Praise the Lord. He said, all things are of God who hath reconciled us to Himself. How? By Jesus Christ. It was that blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God. That was the price of reconciliation. Amen. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to which that God was in Christ, reconciling the world, that's that whosoever will, unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the world of reconciliation. So now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Amen? So we see it's God's work, amen? And we have confidence, not in what we do, not in how we do it or how well we do it, but our confidence is in God Almighty, who's already finished it. Amen. How do you know? Because He hung between heaven and earth on the cross and said, it's finished. Amen. The work of redemption, we've been bought, we've been reconciled to God. And when He chooses us, praise God, we just need to choose Him. Praise God. It gets better farther on. Bless His holy name. We see, praise God, eternal security is not in our works, not in what we do. It's in God Almighty and what He's already done. The old preacher Solomon, remember him? In Proverbs 28 and 13, he said, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. But he doesn't stop there. In verse 14, he said, happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall in the mischief. Amen? The old preacher said, you know what? We can't do this by ourselves. But we have to keep our faith in God. We have to confess that we're just old sinners. That we're apt to sin. We're apt to mess up any time now. I get up of a morning and I pray and I say, oh God, thank you for today. I've been perfect. Lord, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't thought any bad thoughts. But Lord, I'm going to swing my feet out of this bed in a minute and I need all the help I can get. Amen. Praise the Lord. I say, I know I'm apt to sin. I know I'm apt to fail you and let you down. Lord, please help me to do that that'd be pleasing unto you. So it's through Him. It's His work. We have eternal security. Praise God. It's our confidence in Him. It's our confidence in Him that we have eternal security, but it's our confidence in Him that we have eternal secure. Did you get that? We have an eternal securer, one that keeps us forever, amen. One that's there with us to help us and to guide us and lead us in our walk, praise God. In the 27th Psalm, David says this. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Verse 1, whom shall I fear? Amen. He said, the Lord's my illumination. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. He said, not only is He's my light, but He's my strength. Psalms 27. He said, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. They stumble and fail. He said, they come to consume me, to destroy me, to tear me down. He said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be what? Confident. Amen. He said, even in war, He said, I'm going to be confident. Praise God. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Amen. David said, I've got such a confidence, praise God. And God said, seek me out. He said, I'm going to seek Him out till I find Him. And when I find Him, I'm going to find a perfect place. I will say a perfect place is in the Lord. Amen. There's nothing like it tonight. There's no other place on earth or in heaven, praise God, that's just like being with in the presence of God. Say, for in a time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. Amen. In this, that's that place of coming in. Place where you come in. He said, in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Amen. He said, when everything seems to be going wrong, He said, God's going to pick me up and put me where it's right. Amen. He's going to pick me up out of a low place, and He's going to set me up in a high place. He said, when I'm down in the dump, praise God, He's going to get me up in glory. He said, when I can't understand why it's happening to me, praise God, He's going to help me to realize that He is God and He's in control. Amen. That all things aren't as they seem. But praise God, there are what He'll make them to be for His glory. And He said, now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies found round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Amen. David said, you know what? I get thinking about this. He said, I get plumb beside myself. He said, I get the can't help it, and I can't help it, and I don't care. Amen. He said, I don't care who's a-looking. He said, I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. He said, God's going to get glory when I get happy. Amen. I tell you what, when we get happy, we're going to give God glory. Praise God. Amen. He said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. He said, I need your help. I need to pay attention, Lord. I need to know where I need to go. Praise God. He said, but when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. He said, Lord said, hey, David, just look to me. David said, glory be to God, I got my eyes fixed on you, Lord. What would you have me to see? Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I'm a looking that I might see. You know what's wrong with most of us Baptists? Praise God, we get the looking, but we don't look to see. Amen. You ever get the looking to see the Lord, praise God, He'll show up. And when He shows up, praise God, He'll bless you on purpose. Like I said many times before, He'll bless you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. You'll get excited about it, praise God, and you'll get the can't help it. You'll say, glory be to God, didn't see that one coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. He said, Lord, you're my deliverer. I need you to stay close. That's what He's saying. That's what we ought to be saying. We ought to say, Lord, our confidence is in you, Lord. We need you to stay close. Amen. Have you ever got away from the Lord? Now, I mentioned being honest. Have you ever in your Christian life just kind of drifted away from the Lord? And you just kind of kept drifting and kept drifting and kept drifting. Got out there and then you couldn't figure out how to get back. Amen. You lost your confidence. Amen. You lost the encouragement. Praise God. And finally something happened. Somebody come along. God intervened in a mighty way. Praise God. And enveloped you back in that fellowship with the Lord. You got back to where you knew you ought to be. Praise God. And hey, you know what that does? Hey, we ought to remember, praise God, where we never want to go again. Amen. But have that confidence in the Lord. He goes on in verse 11, says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path. Amen. He said, that path of righteousness. That's the plain path. Amen. There's nothing confusing about it. Lord's pretty straightforward. He says, because of mine enemies, deliver me not over under the will of mine enemies. For false witness are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. But now watch what he says. Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, I would have fell away. I could have fainted down. I could have given up. But he said, I got to thinking about the promises. Got to think about believing in and on the goodness of God. And in those better places, praise God. The place of the land of the living. David said, I got to peeking over into glory. I got to seeing the good things of God manifest, praise the Lord. And he said, I just kept pressing on. And he goes on, he says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Now he gives us a little word of encouragement here. He said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. What's he saying? He said, just be confident. Amen. Just be confident in the Lord. We can't have no confidence in nothing else. Can't have confidence in man, in the world, or in worldly leaders. But he said, just be confident in the Lord. And keep your confidence in God. He said, and everything will be right. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, keep your confidence in the Lord. Amen. That's all we need to do. David says it all. He said he's that eternal security for us. He's the securer of our walk. Amen. In other words, says he's the one that holds us and guides us and leads us. Look at Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4 said, this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yea, I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Now watch this. As ye have therefore received Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Amen. He said He is our confidence. He's the one that gives us confidence. So we just need to walk in the Lord. Amen. Walk in the Lord. He said, rooted and builded upon up in Him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein in the faith with thanksgiving. So he said, you've been built up, you've been established, praise God, you're rooted and grounded. And he said, as you're rooted and grounded, so walk. He said, it's so simple, even a little child could do it. He said, you've been saved by Lord Jesus Christ, you've been saved by His precious blood He shed, you trust, you're believing in Him, so just walk with Him. Amen. Just walk with Him. He's holding you. He's that eternal secure. And when you put your hand in His, praise God, hey, listen, He holds on to you. Amen. He won't let you go. I was thinking of my little granddaughter. And Rebecca, she'll be 3 in February. But when she got up and she started walking, and I'd hold down my hand and she'd get a hold of my, she'd pull up and get on something, and then she'd get my hand and she'd walk with her little stumbly legs and hold on to Papa's finger. But every now and when she'd start to fall, she'd automatically let go to catch herself. Amen? Instinct would make, she'd let go of Papa's finger and she'd catch herself when she stumbled. So Papa had to learn that when she reached up with that little hand, she didn't get my finger, I got a hold of her hand. And when me and her would walk, if she stumbled, Papa could help her, keep her from falling. Amen? And she got to where she could walk more confidently because she had confidence that Papa wouldn't let her fall. I want to say, God Almighty, pray God, we have confidence in Him because if we'll put our hand in His hand, He'll hold our hand and He'll walk with us and we can be confident because He'll never let us fall. Amen. He'll hold us. He'll hold us. And when we stumble, praise God, He'll catch us. And when our confidence is in Him, glory be to God, we know that He's got us, and He'll hold us, and He'll lift us up, and He'll pull us unto Himself. He'll reassure us, praise God, and help us to walk again. Amen. He said, that's been put into the Father's hand. He said, praise God, He said, they can't no man tear it out. Amen. No man can pluck you out of His hand. It means that God's got you. And if you've been born again, you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, God's reached down, He's got a hold of your hand. He said, come on, let's go. Praise God, I'll walk with you all the way to the end of the way, and I'll be there with you, praise God, to present you under the throne of grace where we can shout the praises of God together. Amen. I want to say tonight, glory be to God, our salvation, our confidence is in the good God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, and you can't let no man take that away from us. Amen. We can't even begin to doubt ourselves, praise God. We got to believe that, praise God, our confidence is in the Lord. And one day, in our confidence, praise God, God's going to take us out of here to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But until then, praise God, He's just going to realize that we have eternal security in Him. Praise God. Our confidence for that is Him. Our eternal secure is the Lord Jesus Christ and the good God of glory. And they're there to help us, praise God, to secure us even in our walk. Amen. So we come into this thing through salvation, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the death He died, the blood He shed on Calvary. And praise God, when we believe in that, we get our hand in His hand, praise God, and we just walk along with Him through the duration of the journey. I tell you what, the journey's sweet. Amen, with the Lord. There's nothing like the Lord, praise God. Amen, and walking with Him. That peace that passes all understanding overshadows us even when the turmoils of the world are assailing us. Praise God, all we got to do is remember with confidence that the Lord God of glory is the one that's in control. Amen? He is the one that's in control. That's why, you know, this stuff going on in the world, it upsets me that people be so naive that think they could even go against God. But I want to say God's got this thing. He knows exactly what's happening and He knows exactly what needs to be done. Amen? And His will be accomplished in the end.